Good morning. I'm Ben Rogers, and welcome to this week's episode of Trending. Hope you are having a great week. Today is all about Van Buren County. It has been an interesting 2 years concerning the budget for the county. Last fiscal year, 2019-2020, the county commission raised property taxes 38 cents, and this fiscal year, the county raised property taxes 45 cents. Here with me today to discuss what those property tax increases are funding are county commissioners and budget committee members Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you for having us, Ben.
Thank you for being here in studio with me. You know, I've had several people do call-ins, but it's just a lot easier to talk to people face-to-face and get reactions, and it just makes for a good show. And I do want to preface by saying, Will, you were actually budget committee chairman.
Yes, sir.
And you were vice chairman,
yes,
Henry, budget committee. So I've got two of the people that were the most involved with the budget, and when I say involved, I'm not talking about, well, they'd get a packet, look at it, okay, we're good to go. I was at five or six budget committee meetings with y'all, and y'all were very hands-on and was communicated and were transparent with everybody else, trying to get everybody educated, because you have 10 commissioners total?
That's correct.
Five on the budget committee?
Mm-hmm.
And so half on the budget committee, so you have five that are not there that may not understand what's going on. Y'all did a really good job of getting out information and talking to those. So very hands-on commissioners in Van Buren County. They're not one of those a group of people that just show up to the meetings, open a packet that night, and vote yes or no. So I appreciate y'all's service to your county and what y'all do. Before we get into those budgets and operations for the last two fiscal years, I want the listeners to know y'all a little bit better, because they may not know who Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens are, and they need to understand your background and why you wanted to serve for County Commission in Van Buren County. How long have y'all been commissioners? Will, I'll start with you.
This is my second term. We're about halfway through our second term, a little over halfway through our second term. So about a little over 6 years. I've been a firefighter in Van Buren County for a number of years, almost 19 years. I work full-time in fire service in Hamilton County as a firefighter. I've been involved with 911 in the county. I've been on the 911 board for many years in Van Buren County, and just something I felt like I could serve the citizens and be more involved and have a voice on the commission for emergency services.
And that's I run into several commissioners throughout the state that are involved with emergency services and public safety, and that's what I hear from them. You know, they want to get their hands in there and just change everything up and just do some backhanded stuff. They want to actually help. So, and I appreciate that. Henry, what about you?
I'm just a lifelong resident of Van Buren County. And one of the reasons I'm in my second term as well, sixth year. And the big reason I wanted to run was just I wanted to try to help make the county better.
Yeah.
I work at Bridgestone Firestone in Warren County. I've been there 18 years. Just a little background. My father was on the school board for 8 years back in the 90s and early 2000s. Mother taught at the high school for 42 years. So, you know, my family's roots run very deep in Van Buren County.
Sure.
And so, you know, I was not one of those that, you know, it seemed like a lot of the people I graduated high school with, a lot of them moved away, and I wanted to stay. So
yeah.
I wanted to try to help make the county a better place.
Well, Van Buren, I've always said, and I was actually talking to a friend yesterday, my 13-county territory is beautiful. Landscape's mm-hmm. beautiful. There's not a county in my area, I don't think, that's just dreadful to go to and visit. Van Buren's beautiful. Your blessing is one of your curses, is where the Fall Creek Falls State Park is a blessing because it's beautiful. It's something y'all can enjoy. It brings in some revenue, but it also is a curse because it takes up a lot of your tax base.
Yes, it does.
You know, you have land in Van Buren to develop, but that land is not ever going to be developed. It's based on the park. So, and we're going to talk about the inn and all that stuff later on. But Fall Creek Falls is home, Van Buren County's home. I know it stretches out into what, to Bledsoe a little bit, but y'all, I know y'all have most of it. But, yeah, it's a beautiful county, just not a lot there. The four-lane, I think, has helped that some. And I think I was on part of the task force a couple years ago to meet with, like, ECD and the Development District about it was asset-based planning to what could Van Buren use grant money from the state for to help tourism. And, you know, maybe getting another fast food restaurant might help. We talked about a lot of stuff. So I think Van Buren's beautiful. It's a great place to be. I love it. It's just not a lot. going on right there. So that kind of gets into what we're going to talk about with the tax increases and everything. We have a lot in common, us three. We started, all three started in 14 with our county commission. We've been on since. We're budget committee members and chairmen. So we've talked a lot, and I kind of want to get into how I got involved. Of course, I work with Van Buren County, and I've talked to y'all some in the past, but not nowhere near like we've talked the last 6 months. I got a phone call in April, I guess it was, and by the comptroller's office, and they're like, hey, we need your help in Van Buren. And I, you know, hadn't heard a word about budget stuff. I just hadn't got a phone call about struggles or financial struggles or anything. So I was surprised when they were talking to me. I was like, listen, I'm very in tune with my counties, but I don't have any idea what you're talking about. So they went into some detail, and I'll let y'all talk about it as well, but they went into detail about what was going on, and I'm like, you know what, I'll do what I can. But as y'all know, and as I've said before, I'm not regulatory. I'm there to provide assistance when I'm asked to provide assistance, and y'all had not reached out because, really, Will, you didn't know how much I could help y'all with. You and I talked about that. Henry, I don't think you knew either.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a phone call and kind of got, well, yeah, we'll call you. Not to y'all. And then I get a phone call about a week later from the sheriff's office, and they're confused on their budget and some stuff in it. So they asked me to come up and then asked me to stick around for that budget committee meeting. And I don't think you knew I was going to be there, because when I walked in, you looking at me like, why are you here? I'm like, I don't want to make Will mad, so you and I got to talk. But I was invited in by the sheriff's office, and I'm glad I was, because that at that point in time, we formed a relationship to work on some stuff. My question for y'all, and this will roll over in the next segment, but my question for both of y'all is, when did y'all realize y'all were struggling financially?
Probably at the end of last, towards the end of the physical year. Probably not the end, but towards the middle of the physical year, we started seeing we were not bringing in the revenue we thought. We had several factors that played into that was our revenue struggles. We had built a new building. We had not had a full year in the building. That was our, coming to close on the first full physical year operating the new building. We were unknown expenses there. Also, right in the same point in time was the first full physical year of closure of Fall Creek Falls, which definitely impacted our revenues, amongst other things. And it was a lot of first times for us that were unknowns, and it kind of impacted us all at once. Henry, you may have more to add.
And it all seemed to come about, because in March is when everybody was shutting things down.
Right.
And I think May was when we got the letter from the comptroller's office. Yep. And our budgets have always been thin. We've always had to pinch pennies, and that's kind of where we were at. May was really when we got that letter from the comptroller's office. May was when we probably realized, hey, we may have some big issues here.
Well, and as both of you probably, I was getting phone calls from the comptroller's office every day about y'all.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't phone calls about, they wasn't calling me saying how awful you were or how ridiculous this was. They were calling me to try to figure out the best way to help you. And really, I told them after meeting with y'all a few times that y'all are going to get through this if they'll listen to certain people, and that you'll move forward, but it's going to take some time. And I told them Rome wasn't built in a day. Of course, they had their benchmarks they wanted you to meet.
Yep.
And I was hoping it would be, let's meet those benchmarks in a couple years or 3 years. And it was, with them, more likely, it was like, no, we're going to meet those benchmarks as quick as possible.
That was kind of the expectation we had, too.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping, is that they would let us, because, the state didn't send this money into all the counties to help them, once everything shut down because of COVID, that they could just use this money to balance their budget. And I was hoping they would let us use it to get through this year and let us see next year when things might open up. But, that wasn't the case. I think once that line of communication with the comptroller's office was open, because I felt like they didn't. I mean, when did they reach out to you? June, I think, was when they finally reached out to one of the commissioners. I think once we got that line of communications, things started running a little smooth. But there's a lot of confusion at the beginning, I feel.
Yeah, and like I said, I was confused. I was taken aback by the situation y'all were in, because I knew y'all had raised taxes 38 cents mm-hmm. the year before and had been a little bit of that process, but not much, just phone conversations. I never was at a commission meeting or budget committee meeting the year before to talk about it, but I knew y'all had raised taxes, and I thought, how in the world are they struggling financially with raising taxes 38 cents? And then we start meeting. We're wrapping up the first segment. We're going to continue to talk about the budget that was passed this year and the tax increase. And again, I've got these gentlemen on not to make them feel bad or look bad. We're here to inform our listeners about what happened in Van Buren, because they're two of the big reasons why the Van Buren County is moving forward now and trying to get through all the hard times in the last couple of years. So you're listening to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I'll be back with Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens from Van Buren County Commission. Welcome back to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I continue to visit with Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens from Van Buren County. They are budget committee members and county commissioners, and Will's actually served as chair, and Henry served as vice chair this past year. We were talking about getting into some of the early discussions with the comptroller's office and where y'all realized the financials were not in the best shape and the budget was going to be adjusted. What a lot of people may not realize with county commission, and of course, I've worked for my job for 15 years and worked with county commissioners, but I don't always get to talk to all the commissioners because they don't always call me or don't even really know what I can do to help them. And that's not really anybody's fault. We put stuff out there through emails and I go to meetings, but still, sometimes it don't register to a commissioner that I can help them. They think maybe I'm only there to help maybe the mayor or the county clerk or the highway superintendent. I'm there to help everybody. 6 years in, how do y'all feel about where you are at as a commission? Do you feel like you know now what a commissioner does, or how's that process been for you?
I think it's been a little bit difficult. I feel like we've just now got to the point where I feel comfortable with the budget. I know what line items go where, what they serve. There was many things, and I feel like it took 6 years up until this point, and by no means am I an expert on the budget, and don't take that in that light, but, it took a lot of time to figure out how things work. We weren't aware of maintenance of efforts in different departments. There's several departments that have maintenance of effort where you cannot decrease those funds, those line items. We weren't aware of that, and it's just little things like that that takes time to grasp in order to put that budget together. And I feel like that's an important thing that, as commissions change and roll over, over a period of time, those things are lost, and it takes a long time to gain that knowledge back.
Yeah. And we've talked about this. I've done individual budget classes for counties. I've went to counties at night and done a 2 to 3 hour budget class. And originally, before, it was more of an overall about the budget. Now I'm developing one that's really specific. And part of the reason I'm doing it is because of y'all. And I'm going to brag on you again. You do know a lot about the budget. Y'all, when I'm sitting in the budget committee meeting and you've got it's your spreadsheet. It's not anybody else's. Y'all worked on this spreadsheet and you've got the budget laid out. And I'm looking there like, wow, these guys are not typical budget committee members where they don't really do a lot until the budget's consolidated and handed to them from the finance office or the mayor's office and said, here's your proposed budget, start voting. Basically, and a lot of counties work that way. I've tried to encourage commissioners to be more involved with the budget process. Ask questions. Ask what this revenue is. Ask what revenue sharing from TVA is. Ask what all the fines that the clerk and master or the circuit court clerk collect, what does it go to? What are the fines that the jail and the sheriff's office collect? What does it go to? Commissioners don't know the answers to those questions. A lot of them don't. So we're at CTAS developing some specific training to help with that. And it's like you said, it took a while to maybe understand that. And I'm still learning. I know I do this every day, but I'm still learning as a commissioner because I don't know everything. There'll be a revenue line item that shows up, and I'm like, what is this? I've never even asked about this. So that's what we're trying to focus on. But to me, it's imperative that commissioners know what funds their budget. Because what's the thing they only think about funds their budget?
Property tax, yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's the only thing we can change. And technically it is the only thing you can change without a petition or whatever. But there are so much other revenues coming into the county. And it could be based on TCA. It could be based on the constitutional offices and the fees they charge. there's, you know, there's litigation taxes that get charged in court that can go up to help offset the General Sessions judge's salary. That's a restricted amount. Some counties don't know that. They don't do that. But there's so many things. I just want these commissioners to be educated. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it does take years. Like, I know some people are so passionate about term limits. I'm not sure where I stand, because I'm not sure 8 years is enough for a county commissioner to be effective. And that's just my opinion. But I'm not sure you...
I could agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can understand in 8 years what you need to know as a county commissioner to help your county. But anyway, I'm glad we talked about that some. And so, let's talk about that. What made you take on the task of putting that budget into a spreadsheet and going line by line at them? What caused that?
We started out with 1 year ago when I first came on the commission. A spreadsheet was introduced, and I guess it kind of fell in my lap. I had a laptop computer and was able to project it to where we could see it and make real-time changes. You know, when we first started out, we were making an adjustment in the budget. We'd say, you know, we're going to change this. Well, we had to wait to the next meeting to get a new print-off from the computer. And having that spreadsheet right in front of us, we could make that adjustment real-time, and we could continue to work in that section immediately, where in the past we would have to wait, get a new print-off from the county computer system, and come back another night, and it was just terribly time-consuming to produce a budget. So we set this spreadsheet up to get, put a lot of things together, set that spreadsheet up, and we made errors, and it just took time to work them out. We're still making errors. I mean, we found something in the budget after it was approved where we had omitted something that is very important, actually, with the health department. And it's got to be added back, and it was just an oversight.
Yeah. Well, and that happens. I mean, a lot of counties will approve a budget, and maybe a department head forgot to send something in, and they'll go back and amend the budget. But, I'm just saying, y'all are as hands-on as budget committee members I've ever seen. And I've worked with 13 counties and 13 budget committees at some point in time, and y'all are as hands-on. And I think that's great, because if you two are educated, mm-hmm. then you're going to educate the other commissioners, and especially the budget committee, and they're going to know about, you know, how this is going, where are we looking at for revenue, what's the expenses going up. So let's get back to budget last year. Y'all had a 38-cent property tax increase. What did that – when I say last year, fiscal year 2019, 2020, the one that just ended in June, what did that 38 cents fund?
It funded the pay raises for our county employees, which would be your deputies, the jailers, what's some of the
EMS?
EMS, that was a big one. Just try to get us competitive in keeping some of those employees, because we would lose them to surrounding counties. Now, by no means are we paying them what, you know, White County, Warren County make, but we just wanted to try to get close enough that it might entice them to stay.
Right.
And I think it has worked.
Yeah, we were having a major problem with employees. I mean, if you think about our public safety folks, EMS, law enforcement, and corrections officers, they take training. It takes a lot of training on our behalf to get them to the point they need to be. And we were losing those to other counties at an alarming rate, and we had to do something to correct that problem. It had been many years since our county employees had had a raise of any significance other than a minor cost of living adjustment. This was the first competitive salary adjustment there had been. And we were not able to determine how long it had been. It had been so long that no one knew. So,
I was going to ask you how long it had been, because I think I remember it had been several years.
Yeah, we had a couple of small increment raises as far as for cost of living, a couple percent. But it was the first time we had that anybody could recall or find the date of a major adjustment for competitive pay.
And I'm glad you mentioned employees, trying to keep them, because a lot of times a county, especially a small county like Van Buren or Cannon or Clay, Jackson, several that I have, will hire a young man or woman to come work the sheriff's office. They don't have any training, so the sheriff's office will fund their post-certified training. Peace officer standards training is what it's called. And so they get certified through this, I don't know if it's 12 weeks or what it is now. It's several weeks. They got to go
16 or 18.
Maybe 16 or 18. So the county spends this money to get an individual trained, sends them to the law enforcement academy in Nashville. Now I think there's one in Knoxville as well, that they can get trained. So that costs the county money. And the person's getting paid. And so they're not working law enforcement in the county because they're getting trained. So that's a cost. Well, they may come back and they're certified and they start working in Van Buren County, let's say, for a year, and then they go find another job in another county or go to the city. And then you start all over again. And that was what was happening. And y'all decided, okay, the only way we can keep our people here is to give them more money. And you think that's helped?
Oh, well, yeah. Our turnover, especially with ambulance
service. EMS, it's helped tremendously. We've, you know, we're in the same boat there, sending people to EMT school, paramedic school.
Yeah.
As soon as they would get, you know, certified, get their license, they would be in another county for more pay. And to a degree, I think it's helped. It's still a work in progress. I mean, but I think we're better off than we were.
Yeah, and I think a lot, and of course, one of my biggest criticisms I get from my constituents is I'm pro-employee. I'm pro-county employee. And I'm not extensive to where they should get tons of money to raise every year, but, you know, especially public safety people, they're out there on the front lines. You know, even the people working in the offices, they're up there at the front desk taking in money. You encounter an angry citizen, and you just don't ever know. So I'm all about trying to give some kind of benefit, whether it's pay for their insurance increase, medical insurance increase 1 year, give them a cost of living raise every year, give them a higher raise. I'm all about that. So some county mayors don't like calling me on my opinion on giving personnel raises, because I'm like, yeah, I think you should do it.
I'm same situation. Yeah. I feel the same way. We just talking about the most recent budget, I feel like Henry and I kind of went to bat for the county employees, some of the county employees. You know, that was on the table. One of the things we could have cut, some county employees. And I felt like we would not realize the impacts on cutting those employees, and we don't know the impact that would have made. And it was our job to go to the county commission and justify those things to preserve our employees.
And we'll talk about that next segment if you don't care, because yep. I was there in the middle of those discussions about cutting out employees, and there's not a lot of employees to cut out of Van Buren County. So when we return, we'll talk about that. You're listening to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I'll return with Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens from Van Buren County in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I continue with Van Buren County Commissioners Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens. We were discussing, Will, you just brought up employees of the county and the raises. The 2 years ago, the budget had a property tax increase to provide raises for employees. So that would entice them maybe to stay in Van Buren County and work, because y'all had a lot of turnover because the pay may not be as high. You're spending money to train them for EMS, for the sheriff's office, spending money to get them trained, and then they might leave and go to another county or even go to a city. The amount of employees and employees that work in Van Buren County is not a high amount. So one of the things when you start working on the budget and you have to cut or you raise taxes, because when you're struggling, you got three choices, basically. You raise taxes, you cut expenditures, or you eat fund balance. That's to operate, that's your three choices if you're struggling. And so we talked about that. And then some of the commissioners are like, well, we just need to start cutting employees. And I've been working there 13 or 15 years. I know there's not many employees to cut. I'm sitting there thinking, well, you can't cut sheriff's office employees because there's maintenance of effort on that. So that includes deputies and correction officers. So you can't cut those. Then you go to EMS. You don't have many there to work. Then you go to the other county offices, and this is what you have. You have two full-time in the mayor's office.
Correct. Yep.
And then one of them's basically the finance director, and the other one's
purchasing.
Then you go to the trustee's office, has one full-time. County clerk has one full-time employee. The assessor has two part-time, which equals a full-time. The register of deeds is by herself.
Correct.
No employees. The circuit court clerk and clerk and master share an employee?
No, just the circuit clerk has one. Clerk and master does not have one.
Okay, so circuit court clerk has a full-time employee. Clerk and master does not. So you've got two officials that don't even have employees.
Correct.
So you don't have a lot of room to cut personnel, and I believe it was either in the budget committee meeting or the commission meeting, y'all passed the budget, because I was at that one as well. Somebody said, well, you know, if y'all not going to pass this, we're prepared to make a motion. Maybe it was you telling me, I'm prepared to make a motion to cut the employees out. And I'm like, oh, wow. But it didn't come to that. No. But that was the next step.
That was all we had. Really, that's the only step.
Yeah, what was that going to save?
Less than 150, I think.
Yeah, it was less than 150. And then you got to look at it. Okay, so you cut those out to save the 150 or less than 150, but what would that do to those offices? Because it's going to affect them.
Oh, yeah.
Because those office holders, I mean, they're going to, You know, they're going to go on vacation.
Sure.
They're going to get sick and not be able to come in, and that office is going to be closed.
Yeah.
And if that office is closed, then we're not bringing in revenue that that office might generate.
That's right.
I mean, I think it would have affected six total employees, five of those with two positions being part-time. It would have been five full-time positions.
Right. So it's not like there's an overabundance of people working in Van Buren County that you can that are dispensable, and I hate to say that, but there's not. You know, there's very few employees there. So when you realized you really couldn't cut personnel, where did you start cutting? In your mind, where was the next place to go?
We looked very hard at solid waste. We did do some cuts there. We cut back some county maintenance positions. And that's really it. We cut everything that was possible. We did cut a few positions in county maintenance that were mostly part-time positions. And also in solid waste, but you know there's nowhere else to go. We didn't have another option but to raise revenue.
Yeah, and I think because our meetings, the budget committee meetings, I was in attendance to several, and we would have the comptroller's office in over the phone, which was kind of weird for me. Here we are meeting in person, and the comptroller's office is this little voice, and whenever they want to speak, they're just coming in through the phone, and you forget about them being there. But I think they finally realized that y'all had cut about everything you could cut.
Yep.
And so they were saying, all right, you're going to have to increase revenue. So you start talking about tax increase. What is the penny value in Van Buren County?
It's 12.5, I think, is an average, about 12.5 after delinquent.
Yeah, so $12,500 is not a lot of money for one penny on the tax rate. And compared to, let's just, you know, we can compare to where we're sitting in Putnam County right now, it's almost $170,000. You know, and you go to Clay County's right around 13, and Jackson County's higher, I think around 18. But $12,500 is just not a lot of money. So that's why you see 45 cents instead of maybe 10 cents, because 10 cents is only going to get you $120,000, where you had to go to 45 cents, because you needed around $550,000, I think is what the comptroller said. And so that's you get in discussions and – what were those meetings like in budget committee about raising taxes? Did you have a lot of pushback?
Well, I mean, you always do when you talk about raising taxes, and especially if you've done it the year before, you know. But, I mean, that's where we were at. We had to raise revenue. We cut all that we could, and now we're to the point of having to raise revenue. And the only source, not the only source, but property tax is the major source of revenue for our county.
Right.
That's where we have to go to get it.
And that's the only one the commission can control.
Yep.
So you were talking about property tax increases, and there were some, you know, like you said, some doubts and from some commission publicly, we're not going to do that. Well, the comptroller is asking, what's the commission saying? Well, they're not for it. Well, guess what the comptroller does? They show up to a budget committee meeting one night, and they bring Deputy Comptroller Jason Mumpower and brought Betsy Knotts, who's over local finance. I've had her on this show, and she gave us a lot of good information. She was really good. And they brought three or four other staff, and they brought some people from audit. So, you know, here we are during COVID-19, supposed to be socially distanced and not have a lot of people. And y'all worked it out because there was two rooms, a conference room and a lobby that we were all kind of in, separated. But it's very rare. I bring it up to say this. It's very rare for the comptroller's office to show up to a committee meeting or a commission meeting. So that's how serious this was. And they took it serious. And, of course, Jason Mumpower did had a presentation or just talked to y'all. And I know a couple of commissioners were not happy with what he said. But what he said was based on law. It was clear and concise. And he didn't threaten y'all, I don't think. But he did say that if something don't happen, we're going to come in and take over your finances. Well, y'all don't want that to happen.
No.
You're county commissioners. You've been elected. And we talked about this. We had a heart-to-heart. It may have been in my office one day. You're elected to do a job as a county commissioner. Well, you're going to have to do that job. And so they left, and eventually a few weeks later, y'all finally get a budget passed. 45-cent tax increase for fiscal year 2021. What did that 45 cents go to?
Pretty much to the general fund to offset some expenses we had that built up over time. You know, we added positions. We doubled the amount of positions in the jail, in the corrections office, as well as the food service in the jail. We doubled those when we moved into the new facility, and we had not raised any revenue to cover those expenses. Also, we had 10 years worth of salaries from increased salaries for our elected officials. We had not covered any expenses for those. So those are some of the things that started adding up that we did not realize. You know, we did not have revenue to offset.
Which shows those pay raises for the elected officials, those are mandated by the state.
Yep.
We have, you know, no control over it, but yeah, it amounted to like $173,000 over 10 years for all those elected officials.
And that's several pennies.
That's a lot of
your penny value is from $8,000 to $12,000 over 10 years. That's several pennies on the tax rate. So you have unfunded mandates basically from the state with elected official salary increases that you got to fund.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get caught up on why there's a new building. And because I don't know if we've talked about that before on air, but was it 2016 January or was it 15?
I don't remember the exact date.
Yeah, it was January. Like
it was in January. It was about 6 below 0. I spent about 20 hours there.
Yeah. And I remember seeing, that's the first time I think Will, you and I had met.
Probably.
What happened, folks, was the administrative building caught on fire overnight. And I got a phone call from Mayor Greg Wilson and said, hey, it's 1:30 in the morning, and I actually did not hear my phone ring, or actually it was on silent. So I get up to relieve my bladder and look at my phone, and there's a missed call from Greg Wilson. Like, why is he calling me at 1:30 in the morning? Something's wrong. So I called him back, and this was probably an hour later. So, Mayor, what's going on? He said, well, our building's burning to the ground. I need your help. Yes, sir. Let me get my clothes on. I think it was -1 at my house at that time. And bundled up because I didn't know what I was facing. I didn't know if we were working outside, if we had somewhere to go, whatever. So got up there. And, of course, you're covered up in smoke and everything else. It's freezing cold. That tree out in front was iced over from water. So long story short, y'all lost the administrative building.
Total loss.
It's gone. And so that's why you have a new building. Of course, insurance money helped pay for some of that new building through the fire, but y'all basically combined all the offices except for the highway department and the schools into one building. And I think that's good to consolidate in one area because it makes it easier on your citizens. But you have the sheriff's office and the jail. You have all the court system. You have all the elected officials there besides, like I said, the highway department. And then you have the new commission room, which was good because y'all used to meet in
the old fair building.
Yeah, fair building. I was about to say, y'all used to meet and couldn't get it out, but used to meet in the fair building. So that's why you have a new building. And it ended up costing $8 million, is that right?
I think it's about 11.
Okay.
It was all said and done for both sections.
Okay, so $11 million. Like I said, you had some insurance reimbursement there. But that's why you have a new building. And I will say it's beautiful. Guys, I mean, I think it's something you should be proud of. I know it's cost money, but when you drive down 111, if you're going towards Chattanooga, you look over and you're like, wow, this county's got an amazing administrative building because a lot of my counties don't look like that. You know, I've still got counties that have a jail in a house. Clay County's jail is in a house.
That's basically what our old jail was. Yeah. And see, that was something, I mean, it was a necessity. We were looking at having to build a new jail.
Yeah.
We had already been talking about it, and you know, that was something that probably should have been done 30 years ago.
Our old jail that they moved out of was certified for 19 inmates. I think when we moved out, there was 43 to 48 inmates, something like that. So we're very overcrowded. The fire marshal's office were there all the time threatening us to shut that place down. We did not have a choice. And we had to build a facility that would last us for multiple years.
Yeah.
You know, when we were looking at this, we wanted a building that lasted 50, 60, 70 years.
Sure.
So that's why the building is like that.
But it's beautiful. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in this last segment coming up. You're listening to Trending. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the last segment of Trending. I continue to visit with Will Maxwell and Henry Siemens from Van Buren County Budget Committee and Commission. Again, Will's the chair of the Budget Committee, and Henry's the vice chair, have been very instrumental in the budget work that they do. And as I just want to say it again, most counties I work with, I don't see Budget Committee members that involved with preparing the budget. And I think it's good that y'all are hands-on and informative, and you're also leading the charge to get a budget passed every year. And you're working hand-in-hand with the mayor's office. You have to because all the financial information is coming through the trustee and the mayor's office, so you are always communicating. We talked about the new building and why you have a new building based on the fire back a few years ago. So you have a brand new building. It is a debt that y'all incur because the insurance didn't pay for all of it, but it's a wonderful building. It's the commission room is great. Y'all are able to socially distance in there, as we saw back in the budget meeting. And so you passed a tax increase of 45 cents. Most of it went to the general fund to provide operations to get you out of the hole that you're in, because the last couple of years, revenue wasn't where it's supposed to be. One of the big revenue drivers for you is Fall Creek Falls. That's creating hotel motel tax. It's creating sales tax. And, of course, it's helping the highway department with gasoline motor fuel tax because people are stopping in and getting gas. The one thing some people may not know, if you visit Fall Creek Falls, you know this, but one thing you may not know is that the Fall Creek Falls Inn or the lodge has been demolished because they're going to build a new one. But that thing has been on the ground for what? How long now?
Since what? 2018 is when they it seemed like it was overnight. Yeah. Closed it and were tearing it down overnight, which they're in the process of building the new one.
Yeah, they're over 50% completion. They're expected to be done by August of next year, 21. So hopefully we'll be operating and see some of that revenue within a year.
And I'm glad you said that, because I know Mayor Wilson and I talked, because he's like, well, what are we going to do about revenue? I said, well, you probably need to talk to your legislators about finding some kind of some revenue to supplant what you're missing out, because you're missing out on over $200,000-something, wasn't it, that was bringing into the county through sales tax and hotel motel tax. And so they decided, okay, we're going to give you some money every year to make up for that. I'm not sure it completely does, but it's something. It supplements some. But as soon as that inn opens back up, I think you're going to see that thing is going to be full for years. People have missed coming there and staying. I've stayed in a cabin there, and I've stayed in the inn as well for work. We've had a conference there, and it's wonderful. Fall Creek Falls is wonderful. But you got state money coming in. You've missed out on some money from Fall Creek Falls being the inn being shut down, but they try to supplement that. The state does. And then this year, the governor had some grant money lined up to give to counties before COVID hit. And the comptroller's requirement for that money was what?
Basically, to offset our fund balance, or to give us fund balance to carry through, so we didn't have to have a tax anticipation loan. It would we would put all that in fund balance and live off of it between tax time.
Yeah, and it's $683,000, I think, y'all got.
In the neighborhood of that, yeah.
So to stop y'all from having a tax anticipation from July to November, basically, they said you can use that, but, and there's a big but, capital B-U-T in that, the county was supposed to raise taxes enough so that money would be right back in the fund balance.
Yep.
So it's like the state gave it to you and basically don't spend it.
Yeah.
Keep
that's pretty bad. That's,
savings
that's,
account. Or
yeah.
Just,
that's
and,
pretty much what they told us.
So
you can't spend it.
You're restricted on that money, where other counties were able to use it for whatever. So you have that money, then you have, is it $200,000 the state's giving you for Fall Creek Falls?
Yes.
The schools, did y'all decide on if?
We hadn't at this time.
We got to look in and see where we're at. In Van Buren County, our good months are, what is it, November and February.
Right.
That's when our property tax revenue really comes rolling in. And we're going to look at it and maybe be able to give the school their, part of it December, March, maybe.
Okay.
Hopefully we can. I mean, they need it too.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
They need it too.
Sure. And so, of course, we got to – y'all work with the director of schools a lot, and I got to work with her some more through this too. So you got the budget passed, the tax increases in place, will tax. Did y'all approve to put a will tax on the referendum?
That's correct.
We did.
And that's coming up in November?
Yep.
So in November, if you're in Van Buren County listening, you will have the opportunity to vote on a will tax, and that will tax is going to go fund what?
50% of it will go to the schools, and 50% will go to the general fund of the county. Is where it's going.
And I won't speak for y'all, but the idea I think is if that gets approved, maybe in a couple of years y'all can reduce the property taxes. Is that something that's been out there?
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't sit here and say, we will lower property taxes, because you don't know.
Yeah, and
that's
what I preach to people, because they're like, and I told y'all that don't.
Now,
advertise.
It's a dangerous situation.
Could it prevent a property tax increase, another one? Yes.
Absolutely.
It could.
Because I remember telling y'all, don't advertise this. We're going to cut your property taxes in 2 years, because you can't commit to that a year out anyway. So,
correct.
In November, there's a chance to vote on the wheel tax. How has the transparency and the information been since all this has happened? I know it's kind of brought y'all closer together as a commission and with department heads. Are y'all getting weekly reports now on kind of where cash flow is?
Yeah. Jessica Grissom, our financial director, will send us every Friday a weekly cash flow email, which has been a tremendous help. I mean, you know, you can really see it in real time. If we see something that may become an issue, we can address it before that happens.
So right now, this is October 2nd, and so property taxes will start coming in this month, you mm-hmm. hope. Has there been anything financially dramatic since y'all passed the budget to now, or has everything kind of been as expected with spending and stuff?
We pretty much had some normal operating expenditures so far. And I might add one other thing to Henry's comment. We are also getting – we used to get a financial report at our quarterly at our commission meetings, and we've requested that we get those monthly now. Mm-hmm. So we can have a better handle on that. We can see the expenditures more real time.
Yeah, and I think that's – I've always encouraged my counties to do that monthly because – general law counties like y'all are in only requires it every quarter.
Yeah.
If you're a centralized county through 1981 Act or 1957, then that says you can get them every month or should get them every month. I just think it's good to have it. I mean, it's just good.
I totally agree.
Transparency and communication. So where do you go from here? I mean, you've done as a commission what you think you need to do. Where do you go from here the next few years?
We've got to definitely watch our spending. We got to be very careful with expenditures and stay within our budget. Obviously, there's always going to be things that come up that we have to deal with, emergencies that do happen, and we have to deal with those. But we've got to be very cautious in our budget and also look at additional revenue sources. We've hired a company to look at our taxes, any of our revenues, to ensure that we're collecting the most we can.
Yeah, and I think I was involved in that, and this company's they do a really good job, and what they do is they do situs-based audits to see if the businesses in the county are paying the sales tax to the county or is it going somewhere else. I mean, I've seen this company find that a business out in some county is going to another county sales tax, mm-hmm. and that's crazy. You said, how does that happen? Well, there's just sometimes administrative mistakes on that and where money's getting sent to, and it might go to another county. So I think that's a good idea because it doesn't cost you anything.
It doesn't cost anything. They're funded off of what they find for 1 year.
Yeah. So y'all obviously, like you said, going to be looking at it closely. Do y'all have any plans for capital projects? I know money's been tight, but is there any grant money coming in to help y'all with some capital projects coming up, or is that kind of on the –
We don't really have any capital projects. We're wrapping up a CDBG grant that was helping with the fire department, some equipment. So we're in the final phase of that, making the final purchases on that actually today. But as far as capital projects, building anything, we don't really have anything. We're exploring an idea with some solid waste for garbage pickup, but it's definitely just in the beginning phases.
Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all being here. I know y'all both work full-time jobs and coming in to see me and visiting with me to record and letting people know kind of what's going on in Van Buren. And I know that people would call me and say, what's going on in Van Buren County? Well, they're struggling, but they're getting through it. And yep. I appreciate y'all's service to the county. I appreciate our relationship. I've enjoyed, despite the reason we've worked together, I have yes. enjoyed the working with y'all, and I look forward to working with y'all a lot longer and trying to help y'all and get a good training. And speaking of the training that I'm going to do, I want y'all to be involved in that. I want y'all to be a part of that. So I think it's only helps. You've been listening to Trending. I hope everybody has a good weekend. I got one reminder as always, just be kind to one another. We're still struggling with some tough times, but I want y'all to be good to each other. And if we're good to each other, we'll get through this. I want to thank my producer Will for helping me out here and making me sound good and making these guys sound good. So hope y'all have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.